Well, I would start with the premise that the decisions about how and in what manner we begin to open up needs to be made in a medical kind of way. But having said that, we can't continue indefinitely the isolation from other people, from society, from an economy. The things that we're doing in Washington, D.C. to try to increase people's well-being, both economically and their health, you can't have enough money. You can't provide enough money to overcome an economy that is not working. So I'm anxious to see what the governor of Kansas has to say about the rollout, which I think takes place today. The president has issued some guidelines, but these decisions, New York different than Kansas, Johnson City, Kansas, out on the Colorado border is different than Johnson County, and we need to make decisions that are smart for our communities. But the effort is clearly appropriate to work our way back to something more normal. And I try to take out the word normal without putting some word in front of it out of my vocabulary. Certainly normal today, as we return to more normal life, still involves all the personal responsibility that's necessary to protect ourselves, our families, our neighbors, and our community. Social distancing, no handshakes, washing your hands. All the things that we've been doing will still make sense and are still necessary for opening up to work and to protect our health. But I've said for weeks now that, and it's part of what I'm working on certainly every day, and that is more testing. When an announcement is made that we're resuming more normal activities, there's going to be a lot of people who are jumping at the chance to do so. But there's also a lot of people that are concerned about what it means to them. Is it really safe? They may have caring for senior parents or have a young child at home, or they may have some kind of respiratory problem, health issues themselves. And so a lot of people really want to know, is it safe? And in the absence of a vaccine, although we've had some good news, it sounds like, on the development of a vaccine, I still think it's months, a year or more away. Testing is still important. And if we could test more, and we need to test more, there would be a greater level of comfort. We would know who we need to isolate, who doesn't carry the virus, who might be immune. And so testing has become our every day we work on trying to get more tests to Kansas. And the governor announced yesterday there's 25,000 more tests coming to Kansas this week. From the federal government. I've had conversations with the Domestic Policy Council, the person at the White House that's responsible for domestic policy, and indications were, you tell us where the bottlenecks are, you tell us what you need, and we will help acquire those things. And so more testing, not just from the federal government, but from the private sector. Again, almost every day, certainly every week, I talk to business owners, large and small, who have plans to increase production or begin production of tests and PPE, the personal protection equipment. So a little bit at a time is what I would say, but we need to get back into a circumstance in which people acting responsibly can go more about their business and get this economy going. People need jobs, people need to work, and we need an economy that allows our country to continue to have a bright future.